pagtatalo ukol sa polisa kung paano susolusyunan ang krisis sa pagiging abot-kaya ng bahay ay lalong umiinit, kung saan sa pinakahuling pasalbo ay pinasiklab ng isang miyembro mula sa sariling panig ng pamahalaan. Sa isang talumpati sa Committee for Economic Development sa Sydney, sinalungat ni New South Wales Planning Minister Rob Stokes ang pamahalang federal sa linya ng negative gearing.
Surely the focus of our tax system should be directed toward the type of housing we need. Why should you get a tax deduction on the ownership of a multi-million dollar holiday home that does nothing to improve supply where it's needed?
Pinalakpakan naman ng tagapagsalita ng Labor sa panlalapi, Chris Bowen, ang mga komento na nakalinya sa polisa ng Partido Labor na limitahan ang negative gearing.
Well, I welcome his contribution and it's a common sense contribution. I mean, some of the quotes in Mr. Stokes' speech could be given by me and have been given by us, saying that the time has come to stop the tax concessions for buying 5th, 6th and 7th houses when people can't afford their first house.
Isinantabi na pamahalaan ang mga pagbabago sa negative gearing noong panahon ng kampanyahan para sa eleksyon nitong taong ito. At sa pagsalita sa Melbourne radio station 3AW, muli itong inulit ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull.
Well, we haven't got any plans to review the policy we took to the election on that. Can I just say to you that the issue of housing supply and housing affordability is overwhelming a question of supply. What we need to do, and we're working with state governments now to do that, is to zone for more density, for more housing, for more affordable housing. The critical thing is to build more dwellings. That's what you need to do.
Walang lugar sa Australia na mas lalaki pa ang issue ng pagiging abot-kaya ng pabahay kundi sa New South Wales. Sa susunod na taon, ang kakulangan sa pabahay sa estado ay tinatantya na aabot sa record na 100,000 tahanan o tirahan. Sa buong bansa, karagdagang 250,000 tahanan ang kinakailangan. Noong nakaraang weekend, inianunsyo ng pamahalaang New South Wales na halos 200,000 dagdag na tahanan ang inaasahang itatayo sa loob ng susunod na 5 taon, na may record na $20 billion na mga konstruksyon ng pangresidensyal ay kasalukuyang ginagawa. Sinabi ng pampederal na tesorero Scott Morrison, ang plataforma ng polisa na inihahain ni Rob Stokes ay partikular na nakapokus sa Sydney.
As Commonwealth Treasurer, I need to look at policies and how they impact right across the country. So what might help in Pittwater may not help in Tasmania. In fact, it could actually have a negative impact because there's no one single housing market. Issues on negative gearing have been demonstrated in the path to drive up rents.
Ayon kay Glenn Byers mula sa New South Wales Property Council, ang negative gearing ay makakapagbigay lamang ng 0.5% ng pagbabago sa presyo ng mga bahay at nangatwiran na may mga mas mahusay na paraan upang makagawa ng epekto.
Stamp duty receipts in New South Wales have doubled in the last 4 years from around $4 billion to over $8 billion. So if Rob Stokes wants to do something for affordability, he could walk down the corridor, knock on Mike Baird's door and tell him to slash or abolish stamp duty.
Sinabi ng pinuno ng pampederal na oposisyon, Bill Shorten, ang tanging polisa ng punong ministro para sa pagiging abot-kaya ng pabahay ay ang bigyang payo ang mga unang pagkakataon ng mga bibili ng bahay o mga first home buyer na magkaroon o kumuha ng mga mayayamang magulang.
Malcolm Turnbull is truly out of touch with the lives which most Australians lead. We need to do something about sensible prospective reform of the taxation system so we're not favouring investors buying their 10th house over young people in their 20s and 30s who just want to live the Australian dream of buying their first home.
Ang pagiging abot-kaya ng presyo ng mga pabahay ay siyang adyenda ng pagpupulong ng mga pampederal at pang-estadong tesorero sa darating na araw ng Biyernes. Bagaman si Rob Stokes, sa ngayon ay nagpahiwatig ng pagdududa kung maaabot nga ba ang isang consensus.
Earlier this year, the New South Wales government was ready, willing and able to have a discussion about tax. Disappointingly, our leadership on this issue fell victim to the Canberra culture that promotes opposition over consensus.
SBS. 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 SBS Radio.